The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
Pensacola. It's Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you for being here this morning. Thank you for listening to us. We're all over the world, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620 on the internet. We've got an app. Where you listen to us is not really important, just as long as you're there listening. And this morning I have in the studio Avalon HR. We usually have Stacy Oren in the studio, but today we have Chip Wood. He is the VP of Sales and Marketing. We missed you last week, man. What were you up to? You were busy last week. Are you on the mic? Oh, okay. Well, that's a new one. Oh, okay. Here we go. Yeah. Try that. Yes, there we go.
Okay.
There we go.
I was trying to get
our digital. We have like an internet phone service that you can call in and actually be on the show. And I thought that was my first guest this morning was going to have to be on that line, so I had it all switched over. That was my fault.
That's okay.
We're just trying to piece it all together this morning. It's one of those Wednesdays, you know? It's hump day.
That's all right.
We'll
get
over it. So, last week we missed you. What were you up to?
Well, last week or week before last, really, we had several things going on. I'm having some work done at my house. I had to be there for an inspector. There was a couple of things that were happening in business also that I was running around trying to take care of. Mm-hmm. And we've got a new employee, Kirk Waters, that I wanted Kirk to come in and sit down with you guys and talk a little bit. Kirk's very experienced in this business. I've known Kirk many years, and I'm glad he joined our team.
Yes. Was he in with Stacy last time?
Yes.
Man, I'm telling you, you have a spokesperson in that guy right there.
Yep.
I mean, the way he talked about Avalon HR, it was quite amazing. He's a good dude.
Yeah, he is. And I've known Kirk, like I said, quite a while, and through social events and through networking events. But he and I have been talking for about 2 years on possibly a mm-hmm. kind of a collaboration between us.
Very nice.
And he and I both understand the business as much as you can understand this,
right?
This business nowadays with so many regulation changes and so many things going on.
Right.
You know, there's this morning, for an example, we're all over at the Gateway Center. SHRM is having a legal conference. SHRM is the Society for Human Resource Management. So Stacy is over there and Kirk is over there right now. Because we have a lot of vendors and there's booths over there, and Avalon has a booth over there. And so a lot of people are in there this morning just kind of looking around, talking to different vendors about different things. There's people there from the legal world. There's mm-hmm. attorneys over there. There's all kind of people there from different aspects of the business community. Mm. So, and we're over there answering questions over there also.
Human resources, the whole world of human resources is just very dynamic. It's very, it changes all the time, and it just, it needs constant attention, it feels like.
You know, Jake, when I first got into this business, and it's been now all close to 24 years ago that I got into this industry, and it is just such a change all the time because labor standards change,
right.
The amount of people's salaries and their wages, as we all know, have changed.
Right.
But the biggest change that I've seen is in HR. When I first got into this, very, very few people talked about HR. They just sort of ran their business by the seat of their pants, and if they didn't like what you had on, go home and change clothes and blah, 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 blah. This,
right.
that, and the other.
No procedures. No
procedures or nothing like that. And mm-hmm. now it's become a point where there can be a day of reckoning if you say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's almost a script now going around, like you can't say these things, you have to say these things. It gets very specific.
And I have seen those scripts.
Wow.
Stacy and I, we'll sit around and just do parodies, if you will, sometimes of different things that you can and can't do.
Right.
Because I've had business owners call me up and say, well, you know, Chip, I don't really care for this or I don't really care for that. And I'm going, well, I understand that, but here's the legal side of that. Mm. And we're not lawyers. We're not trying to, we're interpreting what the Department of Labor has issued as far as guidance to us and guidance to the business community. Not everything is, you know, black and white.
Right. Exactly. AvalonHR.com is the website. Go there and see why people are choosing Avalon for all their HR needs. We talk about this a lot on the show, but for people who may just have joined us, they don't know about Avalon HR, they haven't heard us talk about this.
Right.
Why should somebody, as a business owner, why should you outsource your HR needs to Avalon HR?
Well, Avalon is a, I like to refer to it, and so we refer to it, I should say, it's sort of a boutique type PEO. Hmm. PEO stands for Professional Employment Organization. And what we do is we take all the responsibilities away from you and the liabilities away from you, which is the biggest thing that we can do. And all your taxes are very safe. They come under our federal ID, and we pay them on behalf of your business. And that way, everything is done according to how the IRS wants it done. Mm. We are IRS certified. We are ESAC certified. And
what is ESAC?
ESAC is a community that enforces bondage and things like that, bonds for businesses. And in case that there is a mistake made, your business is assured through a bonding process with us.
Okay. All right. And it's not an easy feat, I would think, to be certified by the IRS.
No, it's not.
Right.
A PEO industry, like I said, has evolved. And what we do is we just take everything off of your shoulders and put it on ours. And that way you can focus on what you do best, which is run your business.
Yeah.
And we try to stress this to business owners and let them concentrate on their widget or their whatever their food or whatever right. their branding
their good
is.
Or service. Their, yes. Yeah.
And we can make sure that you don't have to worry about all the backroom operations. We do that.
You mentioned liability and risks of operating mm-hmm. your business. What are some of those liabilities? What are some of those risks that people often probably don't consider when going into business?
Well, they don't consider their workers' compensation insurance, which in Florida you have to have. If you have more than three employees, then you must have workers' compensation insurance unless you're in the construction industry. Then it's one, but that one person, anything more than that, has to have a percentage of your business to be exempt. Mm. So you have to be careful with these things. A lot of businesses look at us to make sure that their direction is the proper road that they're on, because right. we see a lot of detours people make, and they're the wrong detours. Mm.
It seems like there's almost a duality there. There's one road that you have to travel on to, you know, get your business going the way you want it and drive your product or your good or your service in the direction you want to go. But then there's the sort of the technical side of it. There's the business side of it where you have to do all the paperwork and you have to be registered in the right way. You have to be paying your taxes the right way. So you have to like drive these two lanes, and sure. it's almost impossible, I would think.
Yes, it can be overwhelming. Mm. I mean, overwhelming for the business owner to keep up with all the various regulations through the Department of Labor, Department of Insurance, and all of these things change from time to time. And Department of Labor is just, they're just getting ready to come out with a whole new set of things to worry about.
A new rule book.
But let us worry about it. That's why you need Avalon, because yes. we keep up with all these things, and especially in Stacy's department, because she handles all the human resource. Mm-hmm. The workers' compensation insurance, for the most part, I handle. and there's different classifications for different workers and different things. Like you're a broadcaster, so your workers' comp code would be different from mine, which is sales and clerical.
Gotcha.
So all of these things are different, and they're all set up through NCCI in Florida, down in Fort Lauderdale, which is the National Council for Compensation Insurance. Now, all states are not involved in that. Some states, like Alabama, is what they call a loss cost state.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, well, what that means is that your insurance carrier, they go by their experience level in your state. So if an insurance carrier, meaning your workers' comp carrier, has a bad experience in Alabama, then their rates are going to be higher than, say, our rates. So, I mean, there's just so many things. And do you really want to spend your time worrying about all these things?
No, I don't.
Mississippi's different than Alabama.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
And if you do business, you know, across state lines.
Right.
Oh, man.
And we do business in like 35 states.
Wow.
And so we have to know what all these 35 states mandate. And what is their rules? What is their regulations? What is their labor department? You know, everybody's got different things.
And do they? Is this a once a year change that everybody adheres to, or are legislation is it all changing all at the time?
It's legislation driven.
Yeah.
So you know, one state may do one thing, and another state may have something else. Mm. Like the federal minimum wage is different than, say, Florida's minimum wage.
Right.
Well, we go by Florida's minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
If you went by the state's the federal minimum wage, you'd have a backlash.
Right, exactly. People would not be happy with that.
No, they wouldn't.
I mean, I'm all for states' rights, and I want us to have individual states, but it's just like, can we not get on some sort of uniform system on some of these things, especially when it comes to our money?
Well, it would be great if they did, but
yeah.
I don't think you're ever – it's like getting 10 people in a room together and have all of them think the same way.
Right, all of them ordering the same pizza toppings.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
You know?
Yeah, AvalonHR.com. Go there and check out that website. Give them a call, 850-475-1555, or just shoot them an email, info@AvalonHR.com. I've got Chip in the studio with me this morning. Stacy, if you're listening, maybe she'll go back and check out the podcast. How you doing, Stacy? We miss you. We'll see you next time. She is at the SHRM conference, the Society for Human Resource Management. She loves that, doesn't she?
Yes.
She is like the only person I've ever met in my life that really gets so excited about HR.
Well, I know. And sometimes I look at her with this quizzled look on my face.
Quizzled. I like that.
And, you know, but it's a necessary evil.
Yep. Gotta do it. Yeah.
There are more things nowadays that have come up that can get you in a whole bunch of legal hot water.
Mm-hmm. Especially with workers' comp.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, there's things like employer practices, liability insurance that we help employers out by because you never know, even in a job interview, you can say the wrong thing.
Right. Definitely. And sometimes when, you know, these generations that are coming up now, they don't say much at all at the interview.
No.
You're like, so tell us about your skills. Well, you know, I like people. And you're like, okay.
What other skills do you have?
Yeah.
And you have to be, well, it's just the verbiage can be not good.
Right. Communication is key. Let's talk about that a little bit. 437-1620. If you have any questions or comments for Chip from Avalon HR, I got Chip Wood in the studio. You are the VP, right?
Yes, I am. Of
sales and marketing. So definitely check out Avalon HR if you have any questions. If you're running a business and you think that a PEO is the way to go for you, with so much going on, you need Avalon. Check them out. 475-1555. So let's talk about, what did I just say? I've lost my train of thought. Communication. So with the employees, if you are working for a business that chooses Avalon, what is the way that you, like, say you want to change your W-2, say you want to get, something going on your paperwork. Is that something you have to go to an office to do?
No.
What options do you guys have through Avalon?
Every person that works within our community works within one of our employers, they have their own portal where they can go in and they can change their W-2.
Mm-hmm.
They can change their direct deposit. Mm. They can change They can, at the end of the year, they can download their own W-2.
Wow.
You don't need to pick up the phone and call anybody and go, I need my W-2. Right. I need my refund, you know, mm-hmm. all those things. Mm-hmm. So you just go to your portal and pull up your W-2 and download it, and there you go. Or if you want to change bank accounts, you want to change amounts around, you want to put, you know, that $5,000 you make a week into a savings account and maybe, you know, whatever.
$5,000 a week? What job is that? Let me know where that is. Wow.
Well, I thought I would get your attention.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You look definitely like you were snoozing over there.
$5,000 a week. Wow. Okay. No. But that's cool. Yeah. If it's 3 a.m. and you think, you know, I want to change my withholding, I want to change my direct deposit correct. Information, you can do it all right there.
Yeah. Single and zero, which takes out the most of any check. And you can do that. If you're married, sometimes it's not a bad idea to, you know, even if you have dependents, take the most you can take out of your check without it hurting you financially.
Right.
And that way, at the end of the year, you know that you've paid in sufficient amounts.
Right.
Instead of trying to wait for a refund that you're not going to get any interest on anyway. So.
And something I wasn't aware of until a few years ago is, you know, you can take out a little extra amount. It'll ask you,
for sure,
is there an extra withholding you want to state here? And I do a lot of 1099 contract work, and, you know, I'm self-employed a lot of my jobs. So I choose one of my jobs that I have on the side that is a W-2 situation, and I put a little extra out of that job, and then I don't even really even think about it. I don't put it in my budget. It's just naturally just coming out of that one source.
You know, that way you don't miss it.
Yeah.
But you can go to your portal, and you can adjust these things to whatever your lifestyle is, and if you pay your car off, well, now you've got an extra $300 or $400 a month, and so maybe you want to put that into a savings account instead of having that go directly to the bank,
right?
Which you can do that also. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a good way to do it. You're self-directing your own funds. Mm.
Speaking of that, self-directing funds, what about 401k and, you know, wealth management? How does Avalon HR assist with that?
We have a 401k that you pretty much set up how you want to set it up as a business owner. Mm-hmm. And everything goes through us. And then it's through John Slavik, and they're very reputable. They're very well known in our community. And, I would recommend, if you want to start a 401k, give us a call and we'll get you all hooked up and set up. And it's a good way for retention of employees. Mm-hmm. You do not have to match if you do not want to. Okay. A lot of new businesses cannot afford to match, but the provision is there. So down the road, as things get, you know, more successful in your business, you can do that and wealth share with your employees.
Yeah. Sometimes that's the difference in somebody choosing, you know, your company to come work for, and maybe one down the road, because package.
It is. And benefits and health, like our health programs that we have, our ancillary benefits, which are your dental and your
vision,
accidental death and dismemberment. The AD&D policies, we give everyone a $10,000 free policy just for being one of our employees.
Wow.
So that does not cost the employer anything. It comes from them, but it's all included in our services to them.
How are people saving money on health insurance through Avalon?
Well, because we have different programs in different states, and we have different programs around the country. And if you want to be in the marketplace, we can help you with that also. But a lot of it has to do with we buy bigger.
Right. Buying bulk.
Yeah. It's like buying at Costco, you know, or buying at Sam's Club or BJ's.
Right.
Things are a little bit less expensive because they have so much of it.
Right. Right. AvalonHR.com. Go check out the website. Give them a call. 850-475-1555. I've got Chip Wood in the studio this morning. He is the VP of Sales and Marketing for Avalon HR. And you deal with a lot of the workers' comp, right?
Yes.
Side of the business, yes. Which my dad had a construction business. He was a drywall contractor when I was growing up. And many, many a nights we had some very tense conversations at the kitchen table about workers' compensation insurance.
Well, it can be. I mean, yeah. I've been around this industry, like I said, for quite a few years now. And so I've seen a lot of claims that did they happen on Friday afternoon or did they happen Saturday afternoon after work?
Right.
But they're not reported until Monday. So we make sure that everybody is treated fairly. We make sure that everybody gets the coverage that they need, and they also get the quality of health coverage that they need through the workers' compensation program. Mm-hmm. If you have a workers' compensation claim, you don't have to fool with it. You just pick up the phone, call us. We accept the first report of injury that the state requires that happens,
right,
that you have to do. We send you to our care provider, and then from there, whatever treatment's necessary, it's handled.
Right. And you definitely want all that documented in the right way because,
absolutely,
you know, something like that, a bad claim where you have a big payout, that could sink your whole business.
It could sink the whole business. And if you don't have workers' comp, it's going to really sink your business. Mm. And a lot of guys, a lot of businesses, mm-hmm, they try to circumnavigate a lot of these things,
right,
and you just can't do it. They say, well, they're independent contractors.
Right.
Well, we've talked about this before. The IRS has a 24 or 20 point test for regulations that independent contractors must follow.
Right.
And if you are a independent contractor, it is in their 20 point test and that'll be fine. Mm-hmm. If you're not, then you're going to run into problems down the road somewhere.
We're talking about, big chunks of money being due at one time. But when you're a business owner, sometimes you can sort of bleed like 1,000 cuts, you lose a little bit here, you lose a bit of profitability here,
right,
you lose a bit of productivity here. How do you even break down to the basics? How do you go down to something like a time clock? Let's talk about that because you can offer that service as well to sort
absolutely
of keep that in check as well, so you're not losing a little bit here and there.
We can offer a actual physical time clock that, mm-hmm, you put in the workplace, and we have clocks that are biometric, which means you just put your thumbprint up to them and, mm-hmm, that's good enough. Or
right,
we can issue them cards that they just put in and it records them. We can do job costing by the different jobs that some manufacturing companies, they manufacture this, and not all day long though are they manufacturing that one thing. So, mm-hmm, they want to know what is their labor cost to manufacture that one widget, and now we're producing another widget, and how long did that one individual work on that other widget? And that way you can get a better job costing. We don't charge for these things. These are things that are included in our services, and they can help you immensely with your business.
Mm. And if you're running your business and you're doing everything that it takes to do that, you don't have time. You don't have time to sit around and figure all of this out, get the right paperwork. And like you said, the regulations, and you mentioned the Labor Department. What's coming down? We only got about a minute left. What is coming down from the Labor Department? What is that all about?
Well, a lot of what's coming down through the Labor Department, I'm going to let Stacy cover just so I don't misspeak on those. But what we do is she and I will collaborate a lot of times so she informs me. So, mm-hmm, when I'm talking with a new business owner, I'm giving them the best,
right,
and the freshest, mm, information that's available.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that she and I do quite a bit. There's some things that are coming down in the Labor Department that have to do with paying overtime to salaried employees.
That's right. Yeah, I did hear that.
And so we have to make sure that if there are different stipulations, a salaried employee is this, that, or do they work all day, or are they an executive, or,
mm-hmm,
things like that. So, we'll go into that on the next show if you like.
Yeah, sure. That would be great. AvalonHR.com. Give them a call, 850-475-1555, or just shoot them an email, info@AvalonHR.com. If you've got a business, everything going on, you need Avalon. Thank you so much, Chip Wood, for being in the studio
today. Thank you, Jake. I appreciate it.